When's the last time you got some sleep?
Yesterday, maybe? I don't know. I've kind of lost track of time.
Allie, you should find a place to rest for the night. You still haven't found Newbridge, and you've driven back and forth how many times now? Are you sure that's where it is?
Yes, I'm sure. It just doesn't make any sense. It has to be here. It was always directly between Nicholson and Wesleyville. They all shared one road. You literally can't get from one town to the other without passing through Newbridge.
Well, maybe they built a new road or something. I don't know, but what I do know is that you aren't going to find it in the dead of night. Go find somewhere to stay for the night and search again in the morning. Maybe in the morning you can find someone in town to talk to.
You're probably right. And look, I hate to ask you again, but do you really not remember how to get to Newbridge? You don't remember if there's a trick or anything?
Look, you know how much you hate people in your space. Your mom was the exact same. She never wanted anyone to visit you guys over there, so she only brought you girls up to my house. I've never seen Newbridge, let alone driven there. I wouldn't even begin to know how to get there.
I guess that makes sense. I don't really remember ever having company over, but still, you would think she would have invited you over at least once.
Well, to be fair, you still haven't invited me over to your apartment, and you've lived there for years.
All right, fair enough. Anyways, I think I remember passing an inn just up ahead. I'll go see if they have a room. I'll call you tomorrow. Thanks, Aunt Allison.
No problem. Love you, Allie.
Love you too. How does an entire town just disappear? Thursday, 4:02 a.m. Had way too much caffeine today. I was trying to stay awake and alert as I repeatedly drove back and forth between the two towns. The guy working at the coffee shop in Wesleyville must have thought I was crazy when I pulled up for the fourth time that day. I didn't spend too much time on my phone as I was driving all day, and I didn't watch any TV before bed. Tonight I was woken up by a new dream. I dreamt that Candace was in my room. That was it. That was the entire dream. What I mean by that is, in the dream, she was just standing over my bed, watching me sleep in the dark. I thought I could hear her humming, but it was so quiet I couldn't be sure. In the dream, I knew she was there. It was like I was awake, but I couldn't move. I just wanted to sit up and call out to her, but I couldn't move or speak. I just laid there paralyzed as she watched me sleep. Eventually, when I finally got my body to move, I sat up and realized I'd just woken up from the dream. But the more I think about it, the more I wonder, was it really just a dream, or was Candace really here? Surely you must have some record of it. How could your system have no record of an entire town that's less than half an hour away? It was directly between here and Nicholson. You can't get from one town to the other without driving through it.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't know what other answer I can give you. There's no town near here called Newbridge. Now, I can't share any of our records with you without you filling out the proper request form. However, I can tell you that we don't respond to any calls to a town by that name. We respond to calls all over this county, but that's not one of the areas we cover. I'm afraid I don't know what else I can do for you.
Do you think maybe it was renamed recently? Maybe you guys have an old map of the area or something.
Well, we wouldn't. But if you want to pop over to the library or town hall, then they might be able to help you. We don't keep that kind of thing here.
And you don't have any officers working for you right now who might remember Newbridge?
I asked the ones working yesterday when you first stopped by, and they all said no. Even our most senior officers say they've never responded to any calls in a town called Newbridge. I'm really sorry, ma'am, but I'm afraid we can't do anything else for you.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
You have a good day, miss.
You too. This isn't making any sense. How does no one remember?
You shouldn't be so hard on him. He's one of the good ones.
Excuse me?
That officer you just spoke to. You should cut him some slack. He really did ask everyone last night if anyone had heard of Newbridge. He wasn't just humoring you.
Well, I'll let him know that you gave him a ringing endorsement. You have a good day now.
Weird, though, isn't it?
What?
The fact that no one remembers this town you're so intent on getting to?
Someone will remember. And please mind your own business.
Everyone just acting like it never existed. How does anyone forget about something like that? It takes a special kind of something to make the world forget about an entire town.
Well, I'm sure there's a perfectly logical reason.
Maybe that's why you're not getting anywhere. You're using logic when you shouldn't be.
What should I be using then?
Wish I could tell you.
Look, this has been real fun, but I'm gonna go. I just need to get out of here and clear my head. Then maybe all of this will make some sense.
And then what? Drive back to Nicholson? I'm telling you, you can make that drive as much as you want, but nothing's gonna change. No matter how badly you want to find it, that town still won't be there.
But I know it's there. I just need to find someone who knows how to get there. Look, just mind your own business, all right?
I'm telling you, I've made that walk plenty of times, and I still haven't found anything in between these two towns.
I'm sorry? You're saying you walk from here all the way to Nicholson?
Done it a few times now, and each time it's the same. Tell me, last time you drove out of here, towards Nicholson, did you lose time?
Lose time?
Yeah, you know, you leave Wesleyville, kind of start daydreaming, and then before you realize, you've already arrived in Nicholson, with absolutely no memory of the drive.
What? No, that hasn't happened to me. It's a normal drive as always. I just know I'm missing a turnoff somewhere.
Tell me, exactly where in that drive, on the only road that exists between here and Nicholson, are you missing the turn?
Well, there's a few I haven't tried yet. There's the one turn... No, it's one of the turns right after...
Yeah, don't really remember the drive, do you? I'm the same. Doesn't matter how many times I go through, I can't even remember it.
Look, I don't have to explain myself to you. I don't even know who you are, so I think we're done here. You have a good day.
Hard to believe that no one remembers an entire town that burnt down, eh?
What did you just say?
Let's go, Diego.
Not so rough, man. I'm delicate, don't you know?
Wait, what did you just say? Wait! Excuse me? Who is that man?
Was he bothering you, ma'am?
No, not at all. I just didn't catch his name. Who is he?
Well, technically I shouldn't be telling you. But everyone in town already knows, so I suppose there's no harm in telling you. That is Diego. Most folks around here know him as the Maitland Street Mariachi. He parks himself out on the street corner every night and plays a few tunes before he goes off in search of a place to sleep. He's harmless, but we gotta bring him in every so often when we find him sleeping in someone's backyard. You sure he didn't bother you?
I'm sure. How long are you gonna keep him in here for?
Well, technically I can't tell you how long a specific person will be in here for without you making the proper request. But what I can tell you is that a simple trespassing charge like the one he received just gets you an overnight visit in a cell.
Thank you. Next time I'll be sure to put in a proper request. Thank you for your time.
You have yourself a good day.
Here we go again. Welcome to Nicholson. I'm getting so sick of that sign. I knew that the whole lost time thing was nonsense. I paid attention to every single minute of that drive and I didn't lose a single second. Figures. First potential lead I get and it turns out to be absolute nonsense. The drive only took me... an hour? No, I couldn't have been driving for more than 25 minutes. Half an hour tops. That doesn't make any sense. What's happening? Oh, thank God, a person. I'll ask her. Hopefully she doesn't think I'm crazy like everyone else I've asked. Miss? Excuse me? Miss?
Oh, me? Yes, dear. What can I do for you?
Sorry to bother you. I think I'm a little bit lost.
In a town as small as this? I didn't think anyone could get lost here. Where are you trying to get to?
Well, I was trying to get to, oh my God, how am I blanking on the name? Oh, Newbridge. God, how did I forget that?
Newbridge? Ma'am, I don't mean to be rude, but I think you're really lost. There are no towns around here with that name.
What? But it's the next town over. It's right in between here and Wesleyville.
Are you feeling all right, ma'am?
Yes. Why wouldn't I be feeling all right?
Because there's never been a town between here and Wesleyville. I don't know where you're trying to get to, but I can tell you that it's nowhere near here.
That doesn't make any sense. When I was a kid, my mom would bring me and my sister here for day trips. We were only a half-hour drive away. You've seriously never heard of Newbridge? You know, Newbridge. Home to the annual... Oh, God, what is it called? What was that festival we used to have? Oh, my God, we went to it every single year. How am I blanking on the name?
Look, miss, I don't know if this is some sort of prank or something, but I've been living here my whole life, and I can tell you that Wesleyville has always been the next town over. Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I just... Like I said, I'm just a little lost, and I need to get to Newbridge as soon as I can.
Well, I don't remember a place by that name, but you should check with Jacob MacArthur. He runs MacArthur's hardware store 2 blocks over. He's been living here for over 50 years and likes to think of himself as a bit of a local historian. If anyone would remember any of the old towns in this region, it would be him.
Perfect, thank you. Sorry for the trouble.
No problem at all. Follow his music, Allie.
What did you say?
I said have a good day. Are you sure you're okay?
She didn't say that. You're just imagining things. It's all just your imagination. Hello?
Be with you in just a second.
Oh my God, I remember this place. Mom used to bring us here whenever she had to pick up stuff for around the house. It still looks the exact same. Wow, this really sends me back.
Yes. Sorry for the wait there. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm trying to find a town that I thought was just a half hour from here. However, it turns out I'm actually a little bit lost, and someone suggested that you might be able to help me out.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know what good I'll be, as I haven't left Nicholson for a number of years now, but I think I still know the area well enough. Where are you trying to get to?
Newbridge? You must have heard of it. It was the town between here and Wesleyville. You couldn't get from one town to the other without driving through our main street. I've asked a few people, and so far, no one seems to know where I'm talking about. It's just not showing up on my GPS either. The problem is, I haven't been in so long. I think I must have forgotten how to get there. I was hoping you could help me.
Newbridge? The town between here and Wesleyville?
That's right. Please tell me you've heard of it.
Of course I have.
Are you serious? Thank God. That is such a relief. I thought I was going crazy. A woman outside looked at me like I had two heads when I mentioned it. So you know how I can get there?
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid not.
Oh? Well, do you have any paper maps or anything of the area? Like I said, it won't show up on my GPS, but I'm sure if I had a map of the area, I could find it.
We have paper maps in the store, but I don't know what good they'll do you.
Why wouldn't they help?
Well, because it won't be on any map. Newbridge was just a place you and your sister made up. Don't you remember?
Excuse me?
I thought I recognized you when you came in, but my eyesight isn't what it used to be, so I wasn't sure. All of you young people just tend to blur together. It wasn't until you mentioned Newbridge that I knew it was you. Little Allie, all grown up.
You know who I am?
Of course. You and your little sister. What was her name? Candace. Yes, that's it, Candace. Anyways, you two used to come in and sit on that counter right over there while your mom did her shopping. The two of you would always tell me about your house in Newbridge, this little make-believe town you two had invented. My God, you two used to come up with some fun stories about that place. I tell you, a child's imagination is an amazing thing, far more creative than the imagination of an adult.
Wait, hold on. No, it wasn't our imagination. That's where we were from. We didn't make any of that up.
Sure you did. You two would tell me about the places in Newbridge where you would play. The wooden house in the middle of the woods that was bigger on the inside than it was on the outside. The little lake that was as small as a single teardrop. The tulip field where you could see the flowers as far as the eye could see. Your mother would just laugh and say, "Don't my girls have the most creative imaginations?"
No, that isn't right. We never said any of that. A house in the woods? A little lake? I don't know what you're talking about. It was just a regular town with houses and schools and parks.
Well, my eyesight may be going, but my memory is still sharp. And I can remember you two girls always telling me about this fantastic town you invented. And who was that fellow you two would always talk about?
A fellow we would talk about?
Yes, yes. What was his name? You two would always come in here, telling me about this man in your town who used to dance and play his music outside for everyone to hear.
What?
He had a flute or a pipe or something that he used to make music with. You two girls would pretend to play your flutes, and you would hop down from the counter and march around the store, following your mother. I can still remember the sight of you girls marching up and down as you whistled that song.
No, that never happened. I would have remembered doing something like that.
Would you? Because outside just now, you forgot the name of the annual Newbridge Peach Festival you all used to have. You even forgot the name of the town itself when you were asking for directions.
What? How did you know that?
Because he told me. He also told me that you're not trying hard enough, Ali. You're not listening. You can't follow with your eyes or with your mind. You have to follow by listening. Follow his music and you will find your sister. She's waiting for you. They both are.
Both? No, this isn't real. None of this is real.
You know how the song goes. I know you do. He played it for you every day when you were little. Do you want to sing it together? We can march up and down the store as we play, just like old times. Here, just purse your lips like this and whistle, just like how I taught you.
Get away from me!
You can't outrun him. You'll have to follow it, Ali. You can already hear it, can't you? I know you can.
What the? Fire! Hey, the hardware store, it's on fire! Does no one else see it? They're all just walking by, not doing anything. Why aren't they doing anything? No, no, no! No, it's happening again!
Was he any help, miss?
No, and call 911! The hardware store's burning! Why is no one calling 911?
The hardware store?
Of course the hardware store! It's... Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
The hardware store? It looks just fine to me, miss. Maybe you should go over to the Green Roof Inn just over on the edge of town. They got nice beds for people who need to lay down for a while.
Thank you, but no. I'm not staying in this town a minute longer than I have to. Goodbye.
You have a good day, then. Goodbye, Allie. Say hi to Candace when you see her.
Let's see. Friday, 3:22 a.m. Currently staying at the Angels Inn in Wesleyville. Decided to rest for the night and wait for this Diego guy. I also didn't want to search anymore. Not after what I saw. I know it had to be a hallucination, but still, I don't want to go back. Even right now, I'm shaking pretty badly. Although I don't know if it's because of the trip to Nicholson or because of the dream I just had. Actually, nightmare is the more appropriate term. This one was new. I dreamt of a marching band outside my window that was being led by me and Candace. We were holding flutes to our faces as we led a group of people who were all badly burned. Everyone was singing, but after a while it stopped sounding like they were singing. It sounded more like they were screaming. Everyone was screaming all at once, and their screams started to blend together. Eventually, it began to sound like music. The sound was so clear. When I woke up, I was out of my bed. I was holding my hands up to my face, and I was pacing throughout the room. Well, not pacing exactly. It was more like marching. It took me a few seconds to wake up and realize I was sleepwalking, but even after I was awake, I swore I could hear the music in the room. It was just for a few seconds, but I swear it was there. Anyways, I might try to sleep again. Although this time I'm going to try my wave machine. So far it hasn't helped me drown out the song that I'm starting to hear in my sleep. But maybe it will at least help with getting the sound of those screams out of my head. Other things to note, I drank no caffeine today, only had 2 meals, and barely went on my phone at all. Starting to become worried that my lack of sleep is resulting in strong hallucinations. We'll talk to Dr. Hamilton about this next week during our appointment. Tomorrow I'll speak to Diego and see what he knows. I should have asked what time they were going to release him in the morning. I think I might have already missed him. No one's come out of the police station for the past hour. Oh, wait, there he is. Hey, Diego!
Hey, it's you. I knew you'd be back. So how goes the search? Did you lose time?
How did you know that was going to happen? And how did you know about the town burning? Who are you?
You don't remember me, do you?
I am so sick of people asking me that.
Hey, tell me. You still having nightmares? Yeah, me too. Sometimes I swear I can still smell the smoke in the middle of the night.
How the hell did you know about my nightmares? And how did you know about me smelling smoke? Only my therapist knows about that.
Tell me, you been to Birchall Lake yet?
Where?
Oh, wow. So you've only started looking then. You still got a ways to go before you find some of the answers you're looking for.
Can you please focus and start off with what you can answer for me? How do you know about Newbridge, and how do you know about my nightmares?
I can answer all of that, but the bigger questions you have can only be answered at Birchall Lake. Go there. The man that lives there can answer everything for you.
What bigger questions?
The bigger questions you should be asking. Questions about his music, where it comes from, and what happens to anyone that hears it. Go to Birchall Lake, and he'll answer all of those for you.
How do I know you're not lying to me? Sending me off on some wild goose chase, and how do I know I'm not just hallucinating again?
Because I'm the only one you've encountered so far that isn't telling you to follow his music.
How do you know about that? And how do you know that I shouldn't follow it?
Because the last time someone played it, our houses burned down while our mothers were inside.
Our mothers? Diego? Diego Gutierrez? Oh my God, you were the boy who lived across the street from me. Your mother! I watched while your living room... This doesn't make any sense, though. Why does no one remember Newbridge? And why do I have memories of finding my mother dead in her sleep? I can distinctly remember when we found her. I remember calling the police and then my aunt coming to pick us up from the police station. There was no fire. The fire was just in my nightmare. It wasn't real. She died naturally.
Don't worry. Think hard enough and you'll eventually remember. I was the same. Thought it was all a nightmare until one day I found my real memories. The same thing will happen for you. But first, go to Birchall Lake. You'll find everything you're looking for there.
Fine. Also, I can't believe I'm asking this, but would you want to come with me? You could tell me everything you know on the drive up there.
No. No, I'm done with all this. I'm done searching. I don't want to hear another note of his song. Not as long as I live.
All right, well, thanks for the help, I guess.
Oh. And Allie, one last piece of advice.
What's that?
Whatever you do, don't follow his music. I'd hate to see you burn too.
The Midnight Symphony podcast, created, written, and directed by Joaquin Barrientos. Produced by Harrison Song. Sound editing, sound mixing, and music by Harrison Song. This week's episode was performed by McKenna Givens as Allie, Terry Michelargis as Aunt Allison, Liam Hillenilick as Diego, Sam Darcy as police officer, Jerry Schultz as Jacob MacArthur, and Peg Barcello as Nicholson Woman. For more information, cast bios, or past episodes, visit us online at themidnightsymphony.com or follow us on social media. We'll see you next week, and always remember, follow his music.